This is Morning Edition on Reno Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Bree Zender. So this year is an election year, and we're talking about a lot of different complicated things. And today we want to talk about the Nevada State Assembly. Joining me now is our reporter, Jacob Solis. Thanks for joining us, Jacob.
Good to be here.
First things first, how many assembly districts are up for grabs this year?
So all 42 of them. Every seat, every 2 years is always up for grabs, just the way the U.S. House works. That might sound like a lot, but it's actually not when you count that a lot of these races are either uncontested, meaning the incumbent is just running unopposed, or the fundamentals are just really good for them. So it's almost not even worth it to watch the race, or they're not competitive. Like I was saying, like some of these races, it's if you've got a Democrat running in a district that leans plus 30 Republican, even in a blue wave year, you shouldn't expect that Democrat to win.
So there's 11 assembly districts in Northern Nevada, and some of them are urban and some of them are more rural. Which of those are actually facing like actual competition in these primaries?
So only two in Northern Nevada have like really serious primaries that are going on. The big one to watch, I think, is Assembly District 24. That's Amber Joyner's former district. It's sort of in the urban core of Reno. Lots of Democrats there. So there are four Democrats running for this seat and zero Republicans. And it's probably going to be a tight one. The front runner here is probably Dion Contine. She's a former state tax head. She's also got tons of endorsements. She's got the organization to win, so I would keep an eye on her campaign. But there's no polling in these kinds of races, so it's difficult to know who's really in front. So we're looking at maybe Sarah Peters. She's an environmental engineer. She's also got endorsements from the AFL-CIO and from the Sierra Club. She could be a dark horse in this. There's also Tom Stewart. He's a local business owner, calls himself the mayor of Wells.
So he's not the real mayor of Wells.
Nobody says other people call him that, so we'll go with that.
Okay, sure.
So he's got a number of endorsements from other politicians, from local level politicians, that kind of thing, which certainly helps, but it's, you know, kind of a murky indicator. And then we've got Edward Coleman. He's an employee with the state ag department. He's a fashion designer, that kind of thing. But he lacks endorsements and he lacks the same kind of infrastructure that the other candidates have.
So what are some of the other races we should be paying attention to?
So out in the rurals in over by Elko, there's District 33. That's represented by John Ellison. He's represented that district since 2010. He's a popular guy, knows a lot about water, that kind of thing. But he's being challenged by the Elko mayor, who's termed out. His name is Chris Johnson. It looks like this race is, it could be tight. I mean, Johnson's not unpopular himself, but Ellison has just been representative for so long that it's really, it's tough to tell.
So are there any other races in Reno?
I would keep an eye on District 31. That's represented by Skip Daly. He's held that seat since 2016, but he also won it in 2010. It's sort of flip-flop between Republicans and Democrats every couple of years, just depending on who turns out to vote any given election cycle. In 2014, it was won by a woman, Jill Dickman. She is a Republican, and she won it by a lot, 10 points. She's running again this year, and so now Daly and Dickman are going to go at it again, and it just honestly depends on turnout. If it really is the blue wave everyone says it's going to be, then Daly should win the seat just fine. I mean, it's pretty suburban, covers parts of Sun Valley, Spanish Springs, a little bit of Sparks, and that should favor a Republican, but in this kind of election climate, it might be Daly's race to lose.
So, Jacob, if you wouldn't mind getting in the time machine with me, let's look ahead to the November general election. How does the electoral map look for this year? Does it favor one party over another?
It absolutely does. So the Democrats have a very favorable map this year. Usually the urban-rural split in Nevada is pretty strong. You know, rural seats go Republican, urban seats go Democrat, and then you sort of just watch the suburbs. Are they going to go blue or red? Normally they go red because you have a lot of white voters who are more wealthy, more well-educated, and, you know, those are the sort of hallmarks of the Republican electorate. That suburban vote is just not a given for Republicans anymore. And so now, especially in Las Vegas, not so much in Reno, but really down south, a lot of these suburban seats are turning blue and the Republicans just don't have an answer. So if we look at the map, there are 25 seats that the Democrats either are an automatic win for, lean Democrat, or are likely Democrat. If they win all 25 of those, they don't have to win a single swing district in order to win the assembly. So that's what we're looking at right now.
All right. Jacob Solis is a reporter for Reno Public Radio News. Thanks for joining us, Jacob.
Thank you.